pick. But I didn't see him as a, I thought it was like a cookout.
That's
all I call it. It was a cookout.
You don't do that with just your church sometimes? Have a
we have what we call picnics, on anniversaries.
Yeah.
During the church anniversaries, the church would supply the food, and then not only church, but the members would bring baskets of chickens and cakes and stuff like that, and we have a big eating after the service, church anniversary. That's about the only time that we would have it, other than other choirs' anniversaries and little ushers' anniversaries, little anniversaries mostly. We would have food and we serve food at the church like that. But this this Saturday when we had a Good Neighbor Day, we had a big barbecue grill out in the yard, and we barbecued chicken and ribs, and we had, like I said, the potato salad was already made, the toss salad. I don't know, we had a table in there long as this little love seat here, and it was so wide. And they were cakes. I think the whole table was covered with cakes and pies and desserts. They brought some food, I tell you the truth. And it was so much food that you had just about to give some away just to get rid of it by the time when we were finished. Everybody ate till they just couldn't take it.
I bet.
And it was, I think it was good for not only the, well, the race relationship in this community is pretty good, it's always been, because they're mostly blacks in the community, and then the whites that were here, they just about knew everybody, and it was, you know, it was pretty good ever since I could remember. And the whites that has moved in this neighborhood or this community rather since, you know, here recently, they were all good people, you know, like I said, that I, you know, all that I met. And they thought nothing of coming together and, and having a good neighbor day. And they participated, I mean, in great numbers. And it was just so beautiful. I mean, it was something that you was hoping it would work fine, and then after it was over, it just give you more power to do better, go out further next year. Because this year we didn't have a whole lot of entertainment because of the fact that we had to creep, you know, in other words, you had to see how this thing gonna go over, you know?
That's
you
right.
Know. Then you have to know what kind of entertainment that would be interesting to everyone. You know, we didn't want to come out and say we have some gospel singers. You know, there are some don't like the gospel, you know, don't want no spiritual singing. Some wants to look, if it's not Dave Brubeck, or they are maybe some other symphony orchestra playing something, some like the jazz, and the, you know what I mean. But next year, regardless to whatever, we're gonna try to have some sort of entertainment in there, you know, like some gospel singing. Some sort of entertainment. We have a group in this county called the McIntosh County Shouters. They do the old shout as the old folk did back in those days when they used to meet on New Year's night and shout, and all those little activities that they did. Activities that the slaves carried on that were handed down to them traditionally from their people. And things like that. And I think it would be entertaining to anyone. But, like I said, we had to start off slow just to see how this thing was going. And one of my white friends, the one who conceived the idea, called me and asked me what I thought about it. And I said, I think it's a good idea. Let's try it. And I called my brother-in-law, and he said, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I told some folks, I don't see why that's a good idea. I said, what do you mean you don't see it's a good idea? I said, what's wrong with people getting together? And what the idea was is to come together and then get to know each and every one in the community. Right. That's the reason.